Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Horse Racing Today. Saturday, October 17th, everybody, and I am Eddie the Hat, and you are tuned in to Horse Racing Today. And in studio, as usual, we have Hondo with us. And Hondo, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
And folks, another week, or I should say weekend of racing out at Santa Anita. And First Post today resumes at the normal, well, I say normal now, 1 o'clock, but that, of course, as we know, is likely to change. I want to shout out to my new best friend, whoever that may be, wherever they may be located, that took down the only ticket on the pick six yesterday at Santa Anita, which was worth $450,706.96. Hondo, have you heard anything about that, where that came from, or?
No, in fact, I'm looking right now. That's a nice little payday.
Yeah, and it had to have been one of these computer-generated picks where people split a $25,000 ticket, and you know.
Okay, here's the information on that.
Okay.
It was purchased for $307.
Ooh, okay, good.
And 20 cents.
Okay.
Through ExpressBet.com. Single winning ticket holder had to be feeling okay. Yeah, that's the ticket was $307.20.
Okay. Well, hey, congratulations. That makes me feel a lot better because the pick six lately has been a rich man's game where you get five or six people and they put up a $25,000 ticket and take down the whole thing, and that's just not in the, you know, the spirit of the game. But you know what is lately, but yeah, that was not a bad score.
Yeah,
and a nice job of handicapping whoever did that, because you had that $30.40 winner that came home. I think the horse's name was Now Heat, or...
Yeah, and it was two horses that would have triggered the single ticket payoff in that last race, and
right.
It was one of them.
Yeah, and the other one was our horse, Slew Screen Star, which we had gotten some pretty decent information from, but just another day for her. But anyway, yeah, Abel Cedillo and Anthony Saavedra have to be somebody's new best friend. As that horse won the nightcap yesterday. Also want to shout out to our friend Bob Bean, who had a nice winner yesterday. Kind of shocked everybody in the fourth race on Don't Stop Looking under the very eager, talented apprentice Alexis Centeno, $39.20. And, you know, looking back at this, I know it's always easy to say, well, you know what, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But this horse loves Santa Anita. With the drop in class, this horse actually fit in this race. And after talking to Bob this morning, it was no surprise to them that he ran the way he did.
And Bob probably had his obligatory $2 to show on him.
That's right. That's right. That's what Bob always tells me at Santa Anita whenever I head out there and back in the... It seems like 10 years ago when I was actually out there, would ask Bob, can I bet you? And he'd always get a smile on his face and he'd say, two to show.
Yep.
And doesn't matter what horse. He could have been Sadlin's secretariat in the Belmont, and he would have told me, two to show.
Right.
So, anyway, congratulations to the Connections Bean Acres LLC for that win. And, yeah, we're still shaking our head as to why we didn't have that guy on or that gal on our ticket. But, hey, it happens. Again, no carryover today, super high five, pick six single ticket, or the pick six itself. Everything refreshes today. So you got some time still to put something together. And don't forget also tomorrow, first post is at 1 o'clock, and I believe tomorrow they're going to be drawn for Friday, so you'll be able to get a head start on your handicapping and put tickets together on that. Safe racing so far out at Santa Anita. They have to be very happy about that. No fatalities or casualties, which I'm sure the animal rights people are going to have to do something to fill their time now.
Oh, I'm sure they'll find plenty to do.
Yeah.
They always do.
Yeah. And also the whip rule. I know talked a little bit about that with some people over the last couple of days. The jockeys that I've talked to, that I've texted back and forth, it ain't working.
Yeah, and according to the Pollock report, Mike Smith wrote a letter to the California Horse Racing Board expressing his distaste for the rule, saying that it whereas this is supposed to make racing safer, he says it's actually putting the horse and the jockey in a greater danger. So there's that, and Mike Smith knows a thing or two about riding.
Yeah, and the only board member on there I think that's actually sat on a horse is Alex Solis, and I know he's been against it from day one, but, you know, that's unfortunate, you know, that that continues. It's just sad. Two feature races. I think there is the feature race today comes in the ninth race, and this is the Autumn Mist, the Grade 3, $100,000 purse. They're going a mile on the turf, and this is for Phillies, three-year-olds. From the rail out, we have Mind Out under Drayden Van Dyke at 8-1, Quiet Secretary at 10-1 with Victor Espinoza, Nasty with Ricky Gonzalez at 4, Giddy with Juan Hernandez at 4-1, Warren's Showtime with Flavian Pratt, the morning line favorite at 9-5, Going to Vegas at 8 with Mario Gutierrez, and Krovenuk with Umberto Rispoli at 7-2. That's not a bad little horse race there. That's the ninth race, the Autumn Miss.
Yeah. I was handicapping that race. There's three horses to me that stand out that have been running in graded stakes races and been very competitive. And you have the two guys who, you know, who were neck and neck at Del Mar all meeting in the jockey standings, Rispoli and Pratt. They're on two of them. That outside horse that you mentioned, I don't even know how you pronounce
Krovenuk.
Krovenuk, or and of course Warren Showtime for Craig Lewis, and then the other jockey who's having a bang up meet Juan Hernandez, who went into yesterday's program tied with Pratt atop the standings. With 16 wins apiece, he's on the third one, the number four horse there, Giddy. So those are the three I was looking at. I ended up on the outside horse with Rispoli, but that should be a good race, very good race.
Yep, and that, of course, goes as the ninth race. You know, funny, since we're talking about the turf, an interesting little side note yesterday. They have Zoe Cadman that goes down by the gate, which is kind of nice, and you get a close-up look of the horses going into the gate. And sometimes she yells out to the jockeys and has a little bit of a conversation with them as they're going to the gate. But it was interesting yesterday. One of the contenders in the race went to the gate and was trying to eat the grass before going into the gate. And she had commented that the horse was trying to get just a little bit of a snack for some energy before the race, and that was kind of cute. And that's the kind of things that is kind of nice with horse racing, is these little out of the ordinary things, you know, instead of just having the horses load, but having that banter and that commentary before. And it was funny because I believe Pratt was on the horse, and Pratt had to keep taking the reins and pulling her up, because she was more interested in having a little snack before she was going into the gate. So anyway, that was kind of fun to see that. So anyway, and we know quite a few people that like the snack, don't we?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that horse definitely would have fit in with the group that we hang out with. Let's take a walk down. Well, let's see here before I get too far ahead of myself, because I need to get everything set up here, and I did not this morning. Coffee has not kicked in yet, like it should be. But let's go ahead and give you the jockey and trainer standings as they are through today. And our paddock report is brought to you by GMV Art. And if you ghouls or goblins this time of year are looking for an illustrator or a graphic designer or any other spooky artistic needs, check out GMV Art on Instagram at GMV_art, or visit their website at GiovanniVellis.com. That's GiovanniVellis.com. Tell them the hat sent you. All right, as far as the jockey standings, no surprise here. Flavian Pratt leads the way with 19, Juan Hernandez with 18, Ricardo Gonzalez with 9, Humberto Rispoli with 8, Abel Cedillo with 6, and then we've got Alexis Centeno, Tyler Bays, Mario Gutierrez, and Luis Saez with 5. Trainer standings, flip the page, we have Peter Miller leading the way with 9, Doug O'Neill with 6, Phil D'Amato with 6, John Sadler, Bob Baffert, each with 5. Kind of weird not having Baffert in the top spot, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he's usually more in the top spot in trainers during the winter meetings because, he sends a lot of horses out of town during the Triple Crown races and so forth. So, he's kind of par for the course right now, I think.
And as far as the owners go, Red Baron's Barn and Rancho Temescal lead the way with 4, and then Redham Racing and David and Holly Wilson with 3, and then very, very many with 2. We won't get to that, but anyway, congratulations to everybody who just had their name mentioned, because you're off to a good start at Sanity. And how many more days are there left in?
We're going into the 12th day of the 16-day meet today. So there's today and tomorrow, and then next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A week from tomorrow will be closing day.
Wow. And then we go to Del Mar.
Then we go to Del Mar for their fall meet.
Wow. Okay. And any indication as to when they're going to let fans back, limited fans on track? Or
no, I'm not optimistic. The shows in Broadway have been already canceled through June of next year. So who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, there's no problem social distancing at the track. They don't have the 60, 70, 80,000 that they used to. But anyway, all right, well, folks, like myself, hang in there, because eventually I guess we will be back out and be able to watch some live racing, because I'm certainly missing the hell out of it right now. All right, we'll be back. This is a heads up for you. We're going to be taking a quick timeout. Go refresh your coffee, your mimosa, your Bloody Mary, and we'll be right back with more Horse Racing Today. Okay, we're back, and you're listening to Horse Racing Today. I am Eddie DeHatt, and in studio we have Hondo with us. And a reminder that we're brought to you every Saturday morning by horseracing-selections.com. Visit the website if you haven't had an opportunity to do so lately, and sign up for all the goings-on at horseracing-selections.com. Two feature races tomorrow out at Santa Anita. The Nokia in the eighth race is 6 furlongs for fillies, 2 years old. And from the rail out, we have Calypso at 3-1 with Abel Cedillo. Needless to say, at 8-1 under Tiago Pereira. Illumination, 3-1 under Umberto Rispoli. Forest Caraway, 5-2, Ricky Gonzalez. And drawn on the outside is the morning line favorite, 9-5, Queen Gull with Flavian Pratt. Have you had a chance to
No, I haven't.
Look at that?
I haven't. Was the Enochia, was that rescheduled? Was that supposed to be earlier in the meeting?
Don't know.
I believe it was, because it wasn't on the website, Sandy's website, as being run tomorrow. But
yeah.
I might be wrong. I don't know, but I thought it was earlier scheduled.
The Twilight Derby goes as the ninth race. This is a mile and an eighth on the turf, three-year-olds. And from the rail out, we have a very interesting horse. Now, folks, if you've been following us on the Kentucky Derby Trail, the Triple Crown races, you know that we kind of have been following Farmington Road just a little bit for Todd Fletcher. Well, he's shipping in on Sunday, and it's 6-1, ridden by Sting. Train 6-1, Mike Smith, Margot's Boy 6-1 with Tiago Pereira, Kiss Today Goodbye with Victor Espinoza at 12-1, Dominant Soul at 15, Edwin Maldonado, Smooth Like Straight 5-2 with Umberto Rispoli, Scardo 8-1 with Juan Hernandez, KP All Systems Go 10-1 under Abel Cedillo. Boy, KP All Systems Go is all systems are down right now with this guy. His current form has been way off. But interesting with Farmington Road, son of Quality Road, his first start on the turf was a winning one in his last race. So they're shipping him out here for the Grade 2 event, and going to be interesting to see how he runs.
Yes, it will be.
And so we'll keep... Again, post time for those races, first post on Sunday, is at 1 o'clock. We can't let today go by without sharing some of the stories you heard, Hondo, with Barry Abrams, because I got to tell you, as time has gone by, we lost him last week, and really sad situation. I knew Barry, but I really am kind of regretting that I didn't know him better than I did after hearing some of these stories.
Yeah, Barry was a character and very likable at the track, as Harris Albach told me on the phone, they were partners of the family. His dad was the owner who claimed Unusual Heat for Barry. Back when Unusual Heat was only 6 years old, and he only ran twice for Barry, finished sixth in the Shoemaker Mile in Hollywood Park, and then won $125,000 claimer, but then bowed a tendon and never raced again in that race, had to be vanned off after winning the claimer. But Barry was a huge Lakers fan, and supposedly back in the 70s, he skipped school, played hooky, to get in line to be able to buy Laker playoff tickets. And he had never been to a horse race in his life. And that day, a guy who was either in front of him or in back of him in line convinced him to go next door. This is when the Lakers were playing at the Forum.
Right.
And convinced him to go next door and play the horses at Hollywood Park. And Barry went over and just fell in love with it. Fell in love started out as a harness trainer, and then switched over to the thoroughbreds, was an assistant to the late Roger Stein, and guess, you know, then went out on his own in 1993 in the Thoroughbreds here in California, and the rest is history. He's known for running his horses a lot. Barry wasn't shy about entering his horses. He was the racing secretary's best friend because he ran them. And as Harris told me, that he took a lot of heat from the so-called experts, racing analysts on TV, for doing that.
TVG.
Yeah.
Let's call them out.
Yeah. Well, we all know that they have a lot of experts that mm-hmm. are just basically handicappers who get paid. So Barry, as Harris told me, Barry never ran a horse back on short notice that wasn't able to run back. He was ready to run. And personally, I think we need more of that today.
Yeah, we do.
You know, there's too many trainers out there who are picking their spots and trying to protect their win percentage rather than running them more often back in like they did in the 70s and 80s. So we'll miss Barry. Barry got it. Barry knew what he was doing, and like I said, he was a horse. He's a racing secretary's best friend, and we're going to miss him. The industry is going to miss him.
Yes, no doubt about that. And like I said again, I just really was kind of disappointed in myself that I didn't have more interaction with him. And everything you said has been echoed by many people. So it good guy, and he'll be missed. And I'm sure if there is such a place, he's at the racetrack in the sky right now looking down, and I'm sure he's got a lot of action going on.
Yeah, he had a front row seat for the Laker game last Sunday when they won their 17th title, and I'm sure he was as a horse, I believe there was a horse named Smiling from Above, and Barry was certainly doing that last Sunday.
Yep, and Jerry Buss, the Laker, the son of the Laker owner.
Jim Buss.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Jerry Buss was the father, Jim Buss.
Right.
He got into, did Barry have anything to do with that? Do you know? Or
When Jim was a trainer for a short while, I'm not sure if Barry got him into the business or what, but, Jim is probably still interested in horses and was, Barry had season tickets to the Lakers, and he had season tickets in the front row of the third level, and Barry loved those seats. Barry didn't want to sit courtside because he said your view was not as good. And you know, sitting up higher, you can see more and you have a better perspective of things, which I agree with.
Yep.
And they would after the game, Barry would go down and visit with Jim in the bus's private box down there, and so That's good times.
Yep. And Jim Buss will always be known by me as the rock star of horse racing, with the long hair and jeans and just amazing that he was affiliated with Dr. Buss, the Laker owner, because you saw him at the track training the horses. You certainly wouldn't have thought it.
No.
It was kind of funny. All right, let's get to the free picks for today. And Hondo, why don't you kick everything off and get everybody started?
Well, let's go over to the seventh race, 5.5 furlongs, starter allowance for 3 and up. And I'm going to go with the outside horse, number 10, Combat Zone, for Mark Glatt and Abel Cedillo. I think this horse is, I like the post. And I got claimed 2 races back by Glatt for 25, and he stepped him up to 32, and he ran a very competitive race, closed in the stretch. Abel sticks with him. They drop him, or not dropping him, but they put them in a starter allowance, of which he ran second, lost by a head in Del Mar, same level back in August at Del Mar at 5-2. What is this morning line today?
Six.
Yeah. So you're going to get better, I think, than 5-2 today. And my only question is, can he He's 0-for-1 at the distance. He's been running mostly two-turn sprint races. This will be his second two-turn turf races. This will be his second consecutive turf sprint race, so we'll see. But I like him today, and I think by Warfront, I think great turf breeding. I think he's going to be closing in the lane, and I think it's about time Abel got going. Abel, it's been a slow start to the meet for Abel, so I think this is going to help kickstart his meet today in the seventh.
Okay, and then we're going to go ahead and release a horse here in the sixth race, number six horse, Happy Happy, for Peter Ertin. Not a huge price on the going to be on the board, folks. 8-5 morning line favorite, but Tiago Pereira is sticking with this gelded son of Clubhouse Ride. Doing very well from what we understand. Claimed two back by the Ertin stable. He kept them at the level, ran a sharp second to Babel, and now is brought back at a level higher, and we like that, and we think that Happy Happy is going to make everybody happy in the sixth race.
And so, Tiago is, you know, not one of the high-profile riders out there, but, boy, don't be afraid to bet
no.
Tiago Pereira. He's a very accomplished rider, and when a great horseman like Bill Spahr uses him first call, then that says it all.
Yep. And anyway, he's got the call here on Happy Happy in the sixth. So we're suggesting a couple of bucks to win in place on him. And do they have rolling doubles out at Santa Anita, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
All right. They should make that. I don't think they have them at Del Mar, but...
Yeah, they do. They do.
They do? Okay.
They do.
So anyway, let's use the rolling double in the sixth and the seventh to those two horses. We've always been really, the daily double's got a high takeout. It's not a real popular, like it should be among players. But we're very high on the early double, the first and the second race. We've always liked to play that bet. Because, quite frankly, if you hit it, you got some cash in your pocket early on that you can maybe take some swings throughout the day. So, but anyway, yeah, don't forget the rolling double in the sixth and seventh, with Happy Happy.
Remember
Combat Zone.
Remember the days when there was only one daily double at the track. First two races, that was it. And then they added a late double the last two races. And now at most tracks, at least in Southern California, and I think throughout the country, there are the rolling doubles.
Yep, and it was only the fifth, seventh, and ninth were $5
right.
Exacta races.
Yep.
And times have definitely.
And the minimum was $5. It was a minimum $5 bet.
Yep. And we had a good friend that used to excel in that $5 Exacta. Amazing handicapper. All right, well, folks, that's going to do it for us for this Saturday. Thank you for tuning in. Hondo, thanks for joining us.
All righty.
And I want to remind everybody that the rest of our podcast schedule will be back with you tomorrow night for At the Wire, which airs from 8 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. And we're going to give you the horses to watch, trips and trouble notes, from this weekend of racing at Santa Anita. So that's definitely a show that you're going to want to tune into. Grab a piece of paper, get a pencil, and get ready to take notes, because in the past we've given you some nice horses that have won in their next start. Well, folks, all that's left to do today, other than have a great rest of your Saturday, is to cash some tickets at Santa Anita. Visit us at horseracing-selections.com. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow night. Have a great Saturday.